Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos,
chuckles,
and just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hank Bray, what's going on, Hank?
Happy Friday, young man.
Ooh,
happy Friday. You still look like you got a fresh haircut. What's going on?
I did. Well, I get it twice a year, whether I need it or not.
Yeah, we got to do those woohoos together.
Woohoo!
You ready? One, two, three.
Woohoo!
See, people love that.
Stereo.
This Friday, anything going on for the weekend?
You know, not much. We have the rodeo.
Sauk County Dairy Breakfast.
Yeah, Sauk County, Vernon County Dairy Breakfast.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
But yeah, we'll be at the rodeo parade tomorrow. Yeah. It steps off at 10:30 in Richland Center, and Bo and I will be announcing it. And
Can we shoot water guns at you and stuff?
If you want, sure.
You don't care.
Might cool me down a little bit.
It may be a little. No, it should be nice, though. It should be a gorgeous day.
It should be all right for it, yeah. There's still time to get a parade entry in if you'd like to.
Yep. And still trying to, the fairground's a little wet, but they'll be dried out by tomorrow.
They'll get it going. They got a good crew out there.
Yeah, they got a great crew out there. So, just depends on who's working.
Oh, you know? Yeah. So, right.
Your question of the day, young man.
Special Friday edition. What do you got?
All right, well, what's more intimidating, Phil, a 1,500-pound bull or a listener calling to tell you that you announced the birthday wrong?
Depends on who's calling.
That's true.
Right.
That's true, because we've all taken them.
But the bull would certainly be the challenge.
It would be the challenge.
Yeah. And they used to tell me that a charging cow is worse than a charging bull.
Yeah, she doesn't stop, does she?
Well, supposedly bulls close their eyes.
Oh, really?
When they're attacking or bunting you. Cows supposedly leave their eyes open. Now, I don't know who stuck around long enough to find that out, but you know,
someone did.
Supposedly, it's a scientific fact.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Yeah. I can't believe it. You're bringing facts in.
Well.
Wow. That's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
That's just unusual. Are you okay? Are you sick? What?
Well, I don't know.
It's your cowboy hat looks good, though. Phil.
Thank you. Thank you. I ain't no cowboy.
Yeah.
I just found this hat.
I just found this hat. Kind of reminds me of another song of... About the haircut, you know. Who sings the one about the haircut?
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Oh, yes.
The haircut song?
Yes. That's pretty good, too. Yeah. So, always never trust another haircut.
Oh, no.
Trust another barber.
Got to go to the one that got you there. That's
100%.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes.
I always had trauma, you know. Todd Coppernall's dad and grandpa cut my dad's hair, too. But I had trauma because one time when I was, I don't know, probably about 9 or 10, I'm sitting in the barber's chair, and some school friends walked by and saw me in the window and stood out on the sidewalk and went, and pointed at me. After that, it was like, I ain't going anywhere to get my hair cut where there's a window. I don't want people pointing and laughing at me. So I've never gotten over the trauma.
Really?
Yeah.
And right now in my head, I'm going, someone's out there telling those kids, someone's telling those kids, do it. Yes. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, that do it thing's coming in quite handy.
Do it.
All right, buddy, you might be from Arkansas. If you judge a rodeo by the quality of the livestock and the concessions, and not necessarily in that order.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, it's tough. It's tough.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a wild time at Old Pea Ridge.
It is. That's for sure. It's tough down there.
Yep.
It's tough. Did you know cows have best friends and become stressed when they are separated from them?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
That's a true fact.
When they're not away from the herd,
mm-hmm.
or when they are away from the herd, right?
In the 18th century, England, gambling dens employed someone whose job was it to swallow the dice if there was a police raid. Imagine that. You're the dice swallower.
Now, do you take bets when it comes out? You know,
I think it's going to come out a four.
Those are snake eyes right there, baby.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, well, let's change the subject on that one.
Okay, right? Speaking of that, let's go to Hank's Cooking.
Hank's Cooking.
Yeah, huh? You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Today is Trailer Park Chicken Crunch Supreme.
Sounds good.
It is good, buddy. Warning, this recipe was discovered when a fellow woke up at 2:30 in the morning, not naming any names, opened the refrigerator, and forgot what he was looking for three separate times. This one guy we know. And this is what he came up with. Here's your ingredients. One can of canned chicken, okay? Preferably low sodium. A handful of Doritos, ranch style, if you have them.
Yeah. Ranch, really?
Yep. And this is just for this. I like
nacho cheese.
100%. Bacon. The more questionable, the better.
Ooh.
Cheese and regret. Lots of regret.
Lots of it.
Especially at 3:30. Directions. Cook the bacon until it's crispy enough to walk the dog. Open the can of chicken, stare at it for a moment, and ask yourself, how did a chicken end up in a can? Well, you don't worry about it, and you continue anyway.
It's like Prince Albert. Yeah, he wound up in a can.
Poor guy. And they never let him out.
No, they sure didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Number three, dump the chicken in a bowl, add shredded cheese, and crumble in the bacon. Crunch up the handful of Doritos with your bare hands like you're mad at the economy, which we all could be right now.
Mm.
Number five, mix everything together and microwave until the cheese becomes one with the chicken.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Number six, top with the Dorito crumbs and admire your work like you're hosting a cooking show called Cooking with Whatever's Left.
Interesting.
Here's your serving suggestion. This is what you do. Eat standing while, so you're gonna put this all in the microwave, okay? And it's gonna come out as a, you know, they'll be all together. But you eat it with a spoon or a fork, standing over the sink.
Lovely.
Always with the refrigerator door open with that extra light. And tell yourself you're just having a snack, even though you're accidentally made a full meal. And I'm gonna tell you something. This is good stuff. It's really good stuff. So, and here is a chef note. This, the dish contains protein from the chicken, dairy from the cheese, and vegetables, if the chicken ever looked at one. So, everything's there. The official review, I made this at 2:30 a.m. and woke up at 7 wondering who catered my kitchen. Mm. And remember, if it crunches, melts, and makes you question your life choices, it's probably a successful hillbilly recipe.
It sounds like it.
It's really good.
What was its name again?
This right here is the Trailer Park Chicken Crunch Supreme.
Okay.
Now,
do you ever have any leftovers, or do you just eat it all?
Right? I try to eat it all.
Okay.
But what's really good with that, if you add a tortilla, wrap it in tortilla, we're good to go.
You're all about tortillas.
I love tortillas. Uh-huh. It's flatbread. Micromanaged.
Interesting. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the other segment that we have today.
Uh-oh, we have all kinds of segments.
We have some attempted logic.
Yeah.
From the old days. It's time for poor old Grandpa Phil's Attic Logic, sponsored by Salt Weedle's Store in downtown Cazenovia since 1946.
It gets me every time.
It's a lump in your throat, right?
It does.
Tear in your eye. Here we go. Measure twice, cut once. You ever hear that one?
Yes,
measure twice, cut once. Which means plan carefully before acting.
Yep. I've heard that many times from my father.
Ma and Pa Bray said that, did they?
Yep, and my grandmother.
Uh-huh. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah, have you ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Improve your situation through hard work.
Yep, that's 100%.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to tell you something. This is a little bit of life advice from Hank.
Mm-hmm.
This world's going to take from you more than it will ever give you. And if you don't have tall enough bootstraps, you better find some.
There you go.
That's the truth.
From Hank Bray.
From Hank Bray, yeah.
At one point in your life, you must take the bull by the tail and face the consequences.
100%.
Or, no, it's the horns. Poor old Grandpa Phil's attic logic.
I tell you what, sometimes the logic don't make sense when you grab a bull by its tail, but you know what? Grab a bull by its tail and face its horns.
And face its, yeah, exactly. Have a good one, old Hank.
Oh, whoa. What about the word of the day?
I was, I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's very hurtful.
Well, I'm so sorry. I was so excited to talk about old logic and our friend John at Salt Weedle Store in Casanova. Yeah. That is a dynamite place to go.
He has everything. It's a great store.
Check it out.
Yes, yes. Word of the day is insulate, Phil.
Insulate. Yeah,
late getting home.
Oh.
Are you ready? Here's your go. It's 3 a.m. Why'd y'all come in so late?
Insulate. Yes, exactly. Woo! And then it would be followed by, you know, you're still going to go out and help your poor old dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't think you're sleeping in.
And you know what? Go ahead and put the car keys on the counter because you're done for a while.
Right. Have a great one.
Hey, buddy, have a good day. Everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy the rodeo and all the dairy breakfasts around.
Yep. There you go, Hank.